What do you look for when you want to head to a beach? Does it need to be patrolled? Should drones be monitoring social distancing? What about shark nets? Well, change may be coming to the northern beaches in Sydney's north after a new study has revealed shark nets to be pretty ineffective. This morning, I'm chatting to Northern Beaches Council Deputy Mayor Candy Bingham to hear more. Good morning.
Morning, Marlene.
Thanks for joining us. I'll start off by asking, how effective or ineffective have shark nets been in preventing sharks entering our favourite spots in the northern beaches?
Well, I guess that's a good question. One of the things that there's been a lot of anecdotal evidence that they have been ineffective insofar as what they do is they catch more protective species like turtles and rays and dolphins than they do sharks. But up until now, we haven't had a way of proving that. But in the last 5 years, the New South Wales government has run a trial. And it's been amazing because it's been from Newcastle all the way down to Wollongong. And they've been trialling different forms of shark mitigation against each other. And surprise, surprise, shark nets are the most ineffective methods.
And how detrimental can they be to the other marine species besides sharks?
Well, this has always been the argument. You see, shark nets have been in use for 80 years. And there's actually a completely misconception. People think that the total beach is netted. It's not. It's only very small sections of the beach that are netted. It's like hanging a hanky, a couple of hankies out in the middle of the ocean, hoping that that will protect you from sharks.
Oh, dear.
And what tends to happen is that most of the sharks that are caught are the ones coming back from the beach. The sharks can go underneath it and around them. And as I said earlier, they catch hundreds and hundreds of other species and very few sharks.
So if shark nets aren't working, what techniques is the council looking to implement? What role could other technologies play?
Well, that's a good question. And this is why we're comfortable now saying that we want to get rid of shark nets, because there haven't really been proven alternatives before. What we're looking at is what they call smart drum lines. Now, this is quite an interesting technology. What they do is they actually have a largish hook that's baited with matter, which is what the sharks like. And if a shark takes the bait, a satellite signal is sent, and within half an hour somebody is there. They tag the shark, they take it further out to sea, and then they release it. Now, what's the bonus with this is not only do you capture the shark is not harmed, but also they can tag it. So, for example, there was one shark that they've been tagging now for a couple of years, and it's just been fascinating to watch his behaviour. He's gone, he went up for a visit up to Queensland, and then he went down around to Melbourne and then around to Perth and back again. And so for the first time, we've actually been able to monitor when are the sharks actually in our waters and how long do they hang around for.
It's quite interesting watching as they go around where they venture to. But these drum lines have been in trial since would be around the beginning of 2019, I think. So have you found that they have been better than the shark nets?
Yes, they actually capture more targeted sharks, but the key to it is that they don't capture anything else. So the dolphins are safe, the turtles are safe, you know, and all the other bycatchers that gets caught up into the shark nets, which, by the way, majority die, are safe. And, of course, the sharks are safe too, because once they're captured, they're released further out to sea. And it's interesting, we find that they don't come back for quite some time. So it's a bit of a deterrent as well.
Now we are almost out of time, but I do want to finish off by asking what sort of feedback you've received from the community about this prevention of shark attacks.
Well, to be honest with you, our community on the Northern Beaches is very well educated. We've been crying out for a long time to get rid of shark nets, and so people are relieved. Because the other addition is the drones. And so the combination of the smart drum lines plus drones, which are managed by our lifeguards, we believe will actually make our beaches safer than they have been. So people are delighted and they think it's been a long time coming.
Thank you so much for taking the time to join me this morning.
Thank you, Marlene.